There's some good news coming out of the Ebola crisis. Iraq's in flames again. And what does freedom look like to a slave? We'll explain more today on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the Ebola outbreak's been featured on just about every television newscast around the world, it's allowing Christians to share their faith. Two SIM USA medical missionaries are being treated for Ebola in Atlanta. President of SIM Bruce Johnson says that notoriety has allowed them to be featured on secular television networks worldwide.
We feel that God is saying, express my glory through this, both in testimony as well as to help the U.S. government, other governments.
Most recently, SIM was featured on NBC Nightly News and The Today Show. A non-Christian told Johnson he was praying.
If this one person is expressing this, my sense is this is God saying, I am going to use this for my glory and I'm going to bring people to saving faith. Just keep going.
More than 900 people have died from Ebola. Both SIM workers are progressing slowly. Since closing, the Elwha Hospital in Liberia has reopened. Listen to Johnson's complete interview at our Facebook page. Next, the Islamic State tactics aren't really surprising when it comes to complete domination. What's alarming is that other extremist groups may be emboldened to try the same thing. Sudan's extremist end of the Muslim Brotherhood praised IS for their success. Francis Tombi is field director for Kids Alive Sudan. He says they're already feeling pressure.
We cannot send money in. I cannot go in. Just making it hard. And we know in the future they will close us down.
Sharia law is in effect in Sudan. It makes gospel work difficult.
I heard like 2 weeks ago they have like they're not allowed to give a permission to build any new church in Sudan. So that's very tough. And they're breaking down many of churches.
The next step? Unknown. Will you pray with them?
Pray for protection. It's like God will protect them and even our kids and all the Christians, even the churches. Because it will be soon as like bombs will be in churches and that will happen in the future.
This is Mission Network News. Bombs are falling again in Iraq. This time it's an effort to stop the advance of the Islamic State. Along the way, IS fighters have committed the wholesale slaughter of Christians. The stories coming out of Iraq detail the kind of atrocities that can only be attributed to spiritual warfare. What can you do? Open Doors has issued a prayer alert. They're also ramping up relief response. You can help by praying, giving, and making noise about what's going on there. Meanwhile, ritual servitude sounds like an ancient religious practice, right? Well, in Ghana, it's a current form of slavery. Every Child Ministries is breaking cultural bonds that have trapped women in life devoted to shrines. Lorella Rouster of ECM says,
we're helping the victims to see that they have a right to refuse to serve as slaves. And that's always been true, but it's just hard for them to grasp onto that because their family, the immediate community, the shrine is all telling them that no, they have to do what they say.
The issue is much more complex than you think. Visit our website to find out about liberation ceremonies. Rouster says,
we need people really upholding these women because there are strong forces that will try to pull them back. They really need a lot of strength, and we know that comes from the Lord, but maybe it comes through the prayers of His people as well.
And in the West, education isn't really expected to affect anybody but the student. Now, in Thailand, education's a luxury where entire families are transformed. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, supports Mercy Christian Schools, where children not only receive a stellar education, but learn about Christ, too. That's a crazy thing, considering 80% of the kids come from Buddhist families. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is about telling stories, right? Well, when you support MNN with your donation of any amount, I'll send you the new book, Reach Beyond, by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories of comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ, too. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.